Woohoo! Well, here we are, February 11th. It's the it's Valentine's week. As the energy of love sweeps the planet in our personal lives as well as our whole planet life, or so it seems. It's an exciting time. We've had rain here in California, and it was just enough to really actually make a dent in our great drought. So it's been really delightful to be out. I was just down at the water. It's kind of a cool, cold day. The sunset was very root chakra and very strong third chakra as well. Lots of yellows out there. And then it showed up at the end with a bunch of reds. It was very interesting. The reds and the yellows were very strong. So it's telling me that the energy of the time is about foundation and as well as accessing power in a very clean way, which is what's exciting about tonight is that we are using our connection and our foundation with the root chakra, with the earth star chakra, to go ahead and access the backside of the solar plexus chakra. Typically, the front side is about power, will, decision making. If you just came on in the last, like, minute, please make sure you star six, because we're going to be doing a bunch of singing and things, and we're kind of all on different times. It's not the pitch, it's the timing. Very fascinating. So, anyway, we are here. I was talking about the sunset here, which was very strong in yellows and very strong in reds, which came in very late, which is kind of typical of the ones in the coast. But this one was very interesting. Maybe I'll send a picture. I took some pictures. I'll send it with the link. But once again, the backside of the solar plexus chakra. Taking a break, letting all the callers come on or leave as it may. Let's just go ahead and take a breath and be aware of our feet and our connection to the earth, because what we're inviting ourselves to do tonight is to give ourselves permission to begin to really act upon the beautiful visions and intentions and the thoughts and ideas that we have. We're finding that the power center, the will center, is also the place where the action begins. Even though it's a footstep that we take forward, it is also about accessing that solar plexus to give us permission and the strength, the courage to go ahead and do that which needs to be done. For us to create the world that we deserve and we desire. Now, the interesting thing, as I've learned about this chakra behind the solar plexus, the backside of it, is that it gives the energy and the impulse to take action. It's kind of an essential element to actually beginning to have the willingness to move forward with our ideas, with our intentions. And if it's clogged up and if it's compromised in any way, then we run low on energy very quickly, and it's as if the air goes out of the balloon. So it really is beautiful the way this information is coming in to help us to understand that there's a process that goes on in putting these things into action. And the wonderful thing about it is that it's the connecting point with the intellect body. Is it the intellectual body? Is that what it is? I'm not sure if that's the name for it right now, but the intellect body, which is the mind body, which is the part that really begins to embrace the information that's coming in from the outside, from past lives, from our own decisions that were made before incarnating. All this information begins to coagulate into this entry point, which is in the middle of the back. Now, when it's functioning perfectly and when it's functioning in alignment, what it begins to do, it begins to filter out those things that are not in alignment with our true purpose and our higher self. If it's mucked up, then what we're going to get is a lot of criticism, judgment, low-frequency energy that is confusing to us and causes us to be wishy-washy about taking action. So I hope you're getting the sense of that right now. You're getting the feeling of what this particular chakra is about. I'll give some more information here. But first of all, let's go ahead and I'll invite you each to speak your name. We'll stand in our presence and power. We'll go ahead and do a Hung Vajrapa mantra, which is a Tibetan chant that allows us to create the cocoon of safety around us, a cocoon of energy, not so much to keep things out, but to keep our frequency inside. It's like building a fire within our own space here to keep ourselves in a good place, to open up our receptivity and to allow us to sit back in the knowing that we are in good hands. So on the count of three, I'm going to invite you to speak your first, your middle, your last name, which is your birth name, which once again just accesses your divine template, your own particular DNA. It calls you back to your place of center, calls your guides and angels in, and it also helps to support a frequency around you that is protective and helps to keep you in your wholeness. So on the count of three, speak that name out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And we'll do it again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And again. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. Okay, I'm hearing somebody's voice, so on the count of three, I'd like you to speak your name, just your first name, and I'll see if I can hear it and remind whoever it is to star six. So one, two, three.
Connie.
You got a star six, and that'll mute it in that way. Okay, great. All right, and so let's go into the Hung Vajrapa, which is the mantra at the top of the page. We're going to sing it four cycles. Hung Vajrapa, 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 three, Hung Vajrapa, 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 one more Vajrapa, Hung 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 Vajrapa. And so it is, and so it is. Just a couple other cleansing frequencies here, a couple rattles. Just allow these sounds to just let them go where they go within you. Some specific rattles that I've got out because I think they're going to really amplify and clear out that particular area in the back side of us, in the middle there. Okay. This is more of a higher frequency. You can feel up and around the medulla, and the information is coming down the spine. It's getting clarified and cleared. Nice. This is a soothing sound. It's kind of sitting like a donut just underneath that particular chakra, like a cradle. Little toenails from goats will go ahead and just slice through a lot of the debris that's hanging around, especially on the backside. I'm feeling a lot along the between the neck and then down into that area of the solar plexus area in that behind part. Things that have been hanging around on our shoulders. That's what this one feels like it's doing here. Now, obviously, you're getting a limited version of it through the phone, but you do know that we are transcending time and space here, so a lot is going on by you choosing to show up. And this is just like a little baby rattle here that is just bringing things back to a soothing place. So if you will, put your hand, let's put your either hand that you choose to, just set it on the back of your back there, right behind the solar plexus. I'm not able to actually, well, I guess if I contort, I can have my palm down. It's a lot easier just to do palm up. But just begin to bring focus to that area. And if you want to put the other hand on the front, on the solar plexus on the front, and then one on the back, and just begin to get the sense of the energy moving between them. We're inviting and intending that any blockages that are in the way, any energetic debris that is there as a result of the moments of living, we're asking that it be cleared from this moment forward and that everything is released and cleansed and sent right down the right leg into that beautiful Earth Star Chakra to go ahead and clear, to be used as energy for the highest good of the planet as well as anyone who is seeking energy from the planet. So this cleansing is going to go on through the entire time. We're opening up the conduit of energy in the back, making sure that the flow between the backside and the front side is consistent and that they are open so that we are getting the fullness of our being, all the information. We're standing in a higher frequency, and may this, well, that's the intention. I was going to do a big old prayer there, but we got stopped mid-sentence. One more tone, one more sound. You can feel that. It's like just shattering any energy that's around your entire auric field. These tingshas from Nepal, from Kathmandu, have a beautiful frequency that feels like it's a complete sheath that goes over the body, like an eggshell. And so it is. So it is. Okay, here's kind of the agenda I want to do tonight, since we're dealing with intellect. It's nice to have a sense of order here. Now, whether I follow it or not is in the hands of the cosmos, but what I'd like to do right away is just remind you, I shared this last time, but I want to give a few key points about the nature of the backside chakras, because this is relatively new information. Once again, I'm borrowing heavily from the work of Cindy Dale in a book called The Complete Book of Chakra Healing. Fascinating work, and it's really, I think, cutting edge in terms of giving these, you know, what traditionally was the seven chakras within the body has expanded in these times into 22 that are existing in and outside the body, and then the backside chakras as well as these spiritual entry points, which we had three sessions earlier in the year. So it's very exciting in terms of working with the energy of the body, and the more we choose to pay attention to strictly energy and tend our own chakra garden, we're going to find that we're able to show up for moments in a very different and more powerful way. And issues that had tendency to be patterned responses, I really have experienced, and I believe also that they will begin to clear themselves as you tend really just to keeping your field clean. It isn't so much anymore to have to dig and find out what the issues are. The grace of the cosmos and the grace of these times is lifting that energy out of us and just sending it out, and sometimes it's a little bit intense as we experience physical symptomologies. Wow. Which reminds me, one of the things I want to do tonight is to briefly share a resource that I found from a woman named Meg Colby. And this is a book on ascension. The whole idea of ascension now with this 2012 event and moving into these new frequencies is that we're ascending from a lower frequency vibration of three-dimensional into the fourth and fifth dimension. In other words, we're just speeding up our vibration to kick off the debris, the old information of the Piscean Age, the old energetic debris, the wounds, all of that stuff is quite literally just being shaken off like the dog getting out of the water. She put out, and this is, it's a pretty formidable list of things here, but I wanted to share some of them. It says symptoms of ascension. See, so much stuff is going on right now that it's easy to begin to think in the old way of thinking that stuff is wrong. But truthfully, a lot of the symptomologies of the times are the process of clearing and cleansing as opposed to the others. So I think this is really important since we're talking about clarifying the mind as it moves towards creating action in the world. And so I think there's relevance in this. So if you'll bear with me for a moment, I just want to pass on a few of these things here Like I said, there are 7 pages on the iPad here, so there's a ton of stuff. But I'll be selective. Changing sleep patterns, restlessness, hot feet, waking up 2 or 3 times a night, feeling tired after you wake up and sleepy off and on during the day. And there's something called a triad sleep pattern that's occurring for many. You sleep for 2 to 3 hours, you wake up, go back to sleep for another couple, wake again and go back and forth. And for sometimes waking up between 2 and 4, it's pretty common. Much is going on in your dream state. You can't be there for long lengths of time, and you need a break. It's also cleansing and releasing hour. Okay, on to another. Activity at the crown of the head, tingling, itching, prickly, crawling sensations along the scalp or down the spine, a sense of energy vibrating at the top of the head, sudden waves of emotion, crying at the drop of the hat, moving from sad to happy, emotional roller coaster kind of stuff, old issues coming up, they're clearing and cleansing, and you're seeking completion on many of these, lots of shifts in body weight, a need to graze and to eat all the time because there's so much energy that's moving through us, changes in eating habits, food intolerances or allergies to things that you'd never had before, a significant amplification of the senses, increased sensitivity, heightened sensitivity to surroundings, crowds, noise, food, overwhelm easily, sight, blurry vision, shimmering objects, seeing glittery particles, auras around people. Man, this goes on and on. When you close your eyes, you kind of no longer see darkness, but you see redness. You're beginning to see geometric shapes, perhaps. You're getting skin eruptions, rashes, bumps. Shingles, anger produces outbreaks around the mouth and the chin. Episodes of intense energy make you want to leap out of bed and into action, followed by periods of lethargy and fatigue. Changes in prayer and meditation, power surges. All of a sudden, you're heated from head to toe. Momentary sensation, but uncomfortable. A range of physical manifestations from headache, backache, neck pain, flu-like symptoms called a vibrational flu, digestive, muscular spasms, cramps, racing heartbeat, chest pains, changes in sexual desire, numbness or pain in the limbs. You look younger, you love yourself and life more, you begin to resemble the perfect you that you really are, you're having vivid dreams, events that completely alter your life, sometimes several at once, so there's significant stuff that's occurring. A desire to break free from restricted patterns, life-draining jobs, consumptive lifestyles, toxic people or situation, emotional and mental confusion, introspection, solitude, and loss of interest in more extroverted activities, creative bursts, receiving images and ideas or music and creative inspirations in an often overwhelming rate, a sense of impendingness, like there's something going to be happen, impatience, deep yearning for meaning, a feeling that you're somehow different than everything else. Teachers appear out of nowhere. It could be people, books, movies, events, Mother Nature. The teachers appear to be negative or positive when you're trapped in polarity thinking, but from transcendent perspective, they are always perfect. Okay, I'm reading too much here. Moving through learning and personal issues at a rapid pace. Honesty becomes really important in relationships. You get a loss of identity as you try to access the old you, but it's no longer there. You may not know who you are looking in the mirror, but you're cleared out a lot of the old patterns and now embodying much more light and a simpler, more purified you. Electrical, mechanical malfunctions. I had a bunch today working on a project in the studio. Increased synchronicity and small miracles, communication with spirit and channeling, moments of joy and bliss. Integration of the emotional, psychological, physical, and spirituality is much stronger and clearer. You cannot do certain things anymore. Absolutely can't. When you try to do your usual routine and activities, it feels downright awful. Feeling of wanting to be closer to animals and plants, seeing beings of other dimensions, seeing a person's true form or seeing the auric field, physical manifesting thoughts and desires are happening way more quickly. Okay. On and on and on and on and on. But I think that's relevant and valuable because for so many of us who are seeking to be in our integrity and in our clarity, so much stuff is getting in the way. And then if you consider that this is happening to everybody, then you realize how things are manifesting in the outside world. It helps to understand that some of the chaos that's going on, it makes sense. It doesn't justify it. It just makes sense. All right, I hope that had some value to you. Now, let's get back to what the backside chakras do. Very quickly, just a couple key points, and I've already alluded to them. They contain information and imprints from this life. The backside, okay, wait a minute. That's the front side. Okay, backside of the chakra pertains to our unconscious self, extended reality, includes information and imprints from past lives, altered dimensions, and other worlds. Though that may sound far-fetched, it's very relevant for these times. We usually experience a backside chakra through dreams, mystical experience, inexplicable awareness, or unexplained physical sensations. The backside chakras contain the data stored in an unconscious or shadow self. Healing and manifesting through backside centers can change reality without a response stimulus cause and effect basis. Our world, beliefs, feelings, processes, and goals may literally rearrange themselves. This is the power of the unconscious. So what we're doing here is giving ourselves access to the unconscious, subconscious self where most of our patterns have been programmed in. What a blessing. What a glorious blessing in these times to be given the keys to our own inner kingdom to be able to release that which has been in so many ways the main forms of resistance, the main forms of confusion in our lives. It opens to alternative realities and the backside of each chakra links us to dimensions and energies that stretch far beyond the day-to-day world. Energy applied through the back chakra side is non-conforming. Backside of us contains denied feelings, awarenesses, powers, dreams, premonitions, and beliefs. It's a side that hides repressed memories. And the more we ignore these unconscious truths, the more noise and trouble these repressed aspects of ourselves make. So when you start to wonder why things are happening and how they happen and how it gets so confusing, part of it is because of the confusion, the blockage, the slow energy moving of these backside chakras. So we started last time with the sacral chakra and opening up the emotional act and the access of emotion to help clear out some of the issues that have been plaguing us, and now we're moving through the mind. And because things are so mental in the Piscean model of which we all have come through and had many, many lifetimes, the mental holds a strong hold over our willingness to expand and see things and experience things in the higher frequencies. We begin to hold to old paradigms and want to fight to let them go. So this is the beauty of this work. Now, let's just move on to chakra 3, which is the solar plexus. Let me give you the few things, and then we'll get into the music and the statements and everything that's necessary. So you see tonight I'm preparing your mind, and it's really coming at a very fast pace here. It's information. It's just stuff that's triggering elements. And hold this particular vision, if you will, and this image is that within you, the words that I'm using, the words that are coming through the songs, the words that are coming through the information from this particular resource are opening up little areas within you that carry the frequency of information that is relevant to you, that is just for you. It opens up an understanding of these concepts and opens you to a higher experience of things and lifts you out of the consciousness that is invested in the material plane. And it opens you up to your divine consciousness, which then allows you to begin to see things in the multidimensional way. It's kind of exciting and it's kind of scary at the same time. I'm not sure what it all means, but it's happening, and it's happening in a very quick way, and I believe if we can have dialogue about it, we could share some stories about things are shifting so quickly. But do know that right now we can exist in the physical plane, and if we close our eyes, we exist simultaneously wherever we choose to send ourselves. We have the capacity now to begin to make travel and make adjustments in ways that we were heretofore not able to do. And by opening up this particular third chakra backside, what we're doing is clearing the conduit from the inception of the idea to the application of it and the manifestation in the world. So by all means, it ought to be clearer and cleaner. The intellectual template, that's what it is. Okay. We gain knowledge of things seen and unseen, and based upon our belief systems, tap into the energies we need to make effective life decisions. So when you find yourself indecisive, it's more about having the mass and the confusion of energy behind the chakra as opposed to an unwillingness or an inability to actually put things into action. You may be very good at putting things to action, but it may be that these new concepts and the ideas of you authenticating yourself into action is where the challenge is. Okay, the backside, again, gives you the energy for achievement. It allows you to access the energy and the frequency that moves to the metabolism, the metabolic system within the body to allow this stuff to be put into movement, these ideas. You can heal judgments, falsehoods, incorrect assumptions, and allow your drive for success to work for you rather than against you. Symptoms of problems are decreased life energy, confusion, digestive conditions, inability to focus or concentrate. Mental, and this is really very important because it says it's clearing, what it's doing is clearing up the judgments that we've processed or accepted or changed or rejected. It takes that judgment energy, which is a fearful viewpoint of things. It's a fearful reaction to the world when we put judgments and criticism out. This chakra is designed to filter those and clear out any lower frequency energy so that we become discerning as far as how we are viewing and experiencing the world, which then makes our efforts and our actions more in alignment and cleaner and clearer and more serving of our highest good as well as the good of those around us. Okay, and the other thing is this, is that what you can achieve through this, you just achieve higher feelings that include acceptance, peace, and faith. And when your back chakra is open, there is no interest or no willingness or no even capacity to invest in any warlike or conflict energies. You are really a peaceful being when this is open because it filters out those lower vibrational energies. And finally, when you work on it, work in the center when experiencing any kind of energy issues, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional. All right. I hope you've got a mindset because we're going to scoop into something. And now as I was just getting ready, I found something else I wanted to give, and it's not on your page. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's a proclamation. From the divine love that flows within my being, whatever law I own, whatever beliefs I may have, whatever vows I have made, whatever contracts or agreements I have made on all levels of my being that have created these judgments, that have separated me from joy, I now transmute them into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is. So just repeat, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And that is a done deal. So now let's move to our page, and let's go to the top part up here with this particular song that has to do with the actual quality of understanding, which is really, in a sense, what we're talking about here. Understanding is a full-bodied experience. A thought needs to be integrated. It needs to be grokked. It needs to be fully integrated into the system and the cells for it to have validity within our bodies and to do the good that it's intended to do. So again, I invite you to just be aware of that chakra in the back. And if you can, while we're singing, put your hand on that in the back and even in the front and let the vibration move to clear the conduit between the two. Into the intellect, knowledge absorbs. And then to the heart, it opens a door. Awaken to love. Deeper it grows, true understanding eventually flows into life. Together now. Into the intellect, knowledge absorbs, then to the heart, it opens a door. Awaken to love. Deeper it grows, true understanding eventually flows into life. Two more times.
into the intellect knowledge absorbs, then to the heart it opens a door. Awaken to love, deeper it grows, true understanding eventually flows into life. One more time. Into the intellect knowledge absorbs, then to the heart it opens a door. Awaken to love, deeper it grows, and true understanding eventually flows into life. Eventually flows into life.
And so it is. Realize that it's a process. It's by design. It's this process of the thought that begins to manifest and coagulate and pull energy in to express itself into the ethers and express itself into form. It's a beautiful process that really is infallible. So all that's required is that we refine our thinking by observation and awareness and paying attention, and make sure that all of our chakra centers are open and functioning as we are designed. And then the rest, in a sense, I'm beginning to see, kind of takes care of itself. Woohoo! Woohoo! All right. Let's go ahead and stay now with one hand in the front, one hand in the back of that particular chakra. We're just going to run a particular tone, and we're going to use the phonetic O. The pitch is O, and feel it. I can feel that right there in the back, right at that spot. O. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's go down to a song in the middle of the page. Let Your Light Shine. You know, so many of us get caught up in the mental thing about not knowing the right answer or what to do or to have the insight. What I'm beginning to discover, especially for myself, who has really lived in his mind for a long time and always had an answer, is that taking time and pausing and allowing things to unfold is a much wiser and a much clearer way to do things. So in other words, instead of filling in blanks, what I can do is just let my frequency shine and let my own light be present. And then by having the backside open, the information drops into me, I have clarity, and then I can take action. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to say, let your light shine, let your light shine. It will open up your heart, make you feel brand new. Let your light shine, let your light shine. I forgot to put the next line in. Turn it on, turn it on, turn it on, turn it on. Repeat, turn it on. Turn it on, turn your love light on. Sorry, I didn't put that in. Plus, I have a few typos in there. New language. Here we go. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to say, let your light shine, let your light shine. It will open up your heart, make you feel brand new. Let your light shine, let your light shine. Turn it on, turn it on,
Turn it on. Turn your love light on one more time. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to say, let your light shine. Let your light shine. It will open up your heart, make you feel brand new. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Turn it on. 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 Turn your love light on. So it is, and so it is, and so it is.
Let's move down to proclamation, down to the last one there before affirmation. And you can see my little word of is out there all by itself, trying to catch up with masculine up there in the next one. Ah, things are taking action. It wasn't that way when I posted it. So we're going to command all thought forms, energies, illusions, devices, or other forms that I have created with or without my permission that would interfere, distort, or otherwise compromise communication between any part of my being on all levels of consciousness be transmuted into unconditional love and used only in the divine expression of creative love. I proclaim my divine perfection. I claim my freedom to communicate with all levels of my being and with all of creation, and so it is. So we're going to speak that in a moment, but just a word. As I spoke that, I feel my voice in the middle of my back. I just brought it into my body. So see if you can keep your focus in that area as we speak these proclamations. This is anything that we've created out of ignorance, anything that a pattern that we bought into through the Piscean model in previous lives. We're just saying, enough, we're done with that, and we're allowing it to clear out, and that's what we're stating here through this particular proclamation. Again, from Rich Work in his beautiful book, The Veils of Illusion. Now, I invite you to take a breath, be aware of your feet in the floor, and know full well that the energy is moving through you, and it's moving down the right leg and clarifying and cleansing anything that is being released in the songs, in the words, in the ideas, in the sounds that we're using right now. It's going to continue all through the phone call and beyond. State your true name, your first, your middle, and your last, and we'll speak this together with conviction and feel it in your middle, in your center. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. I command all thought forms, energies, illusions, devices, or other forms that I have created with or without my permission that would interfere, distort, or otherwise compromise communication between any part of my being on all levels of consciousness be transmuted into unconditional love and used only in the divine expression of creative love. I proclaim my divine perfection. I claim my freedom to communicate with all levels of my being and with all of creation, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Whew. Take a breath. Let's move up to the second one of the proclamations. We're going to just go ahead and do two of these and then move back to doing some chanting and some music. From the divine love, let's just do it together. We're going to go into this one. From the divine love that flows within my being, I am prepared and I accept the full integration of my divinity throughout my being. Woo, zing. I acknowledge and honor all parts of my being that have supported my journey in my physical experience, and I transmute those thought forms which no longer serve me into unconditional love. I transmute all energies that would interfere with my ability to declare my freedom and proclaim my divinity into the divine expression of creative love and activate the golden light of transformation throughout the totality of all that I am, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Man. Stuff's happening on this end. Woo, 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 woo. Let's go to this calling right up there. In this frequency, as we stand in our center and we opened up to the flow of the thought into action, let's go ahead and call in energies that can be here for support, for inspiration, for guidance. Calling in the spirit of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy, calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge and clear the way, calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back and keep me safe, calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom, show the way, I am ready. Times calling in the spirits of the earth. Give me strength, give me energy, calling in the spirit of the ancestors. Give me knowledge, clear the way, calling in the angel guardians. Watch my back and keep me safe, calling in the master teachers. Bring me wisdom, show the way, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. All right, and so it is. The reason we're stopping a little early is because all that's coming in. There's no sense in calling anymore. But do remember the capacity to make the call, because making the call is what brings the energies in. Use all the resources. Use all the resources. That's what these times are about, is reminding us of what we are truly capable of doing and all that we have here as support. We are foolish not to use it. We are foolish to give away our power. Let's go up to the top here, me with the sun. This is a little thing that dropped in yesterday. See if I can remember it. In the middle of the back leaves the center where my thoughts become power. It's where my judgments and assumptions are refined to give me strength to achieve. It's where my patterns form beliefs, where I create the world I dream. Find acceptance, peace, and faith. It's where myself authenticates. It's where I focus energy to integrate the light of me with the sun. Come on now. In the middle of the back lives the center where my thoughts become power. It's where my judgments and assumptions are refined to give me strength to achieve. It's where my patterns form beliefs, where I create the world I dream. I find acceptance, peace, and faith. It's where myself authenticates, where I focus energy to integrate the light of me with the sun. Sorry, I keep playing the wrong chord. One more time. In the middle of the back lives the center where my thoughts become power. It's where my judgments and assumptions are refined to give me strength to achieve. It's where my patterns form beliefs, where I create the world I dream. I find acceptance, peace, and faith. It's where myself authenticates, where I focus energy to integrate the light of me with the sun. With the sun. With the sun. So if you forget what this particular chakra does, that song tells you what you need to know. And the integration with the sun is the solar plexus. And it is about integrating the vibration of what is coming through us to expression outward. The solar energy is coming in. We give back to the solar frequency by taking action. So the integration with the sun and the light is pretty, I hope that makes sense. Oh, man, this is just zooming. It's just zooming. Let's go down to our mantra. And this particular spoken mantra from the Sanskrit tradition, the Om Hai Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. It instills confidence, inner strength, radiant power, and wisdom. And so this is feeding actually both sides of the particular solar plexus chakra. The confidence and inner strength are typically elements of the front side. The radiant power and the wisdom are the backside coming through. So as we speak this mantra, now typically we're supposed to do 108 times. I'm going to invite you to do this mantra on your own. We're going to do it half that number, so we'll do it 54 times to allow us to go ahead and bring completion to all the other intentions that we have here, because everything matters in this list today. Om, okay, again, it's spoken. Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. 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 I'm going to interrupt for just a moment. Please just keep your focus in that particular area and feel especially on the backside. We're going to speed it up as time goes on. I'll say pick it up and we'll increase the rhythm. We want to feel the vibration at that particular chakra center. We get out of our way. Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. 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 Pick it up. Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. 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 Namaha. Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche 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 Namaha. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, I cut that a little bit short. Please, use this particular mantra. It's very, very useful for what it's intended to do. and it will work for you. Once a day for 40 days. See what it'll do. Just experiment. Why not? Why not? Back down to the bottom we go, to the third of the proclamations. I choose to transmute the illusion that interferes with my ability to see my divine perfection. Okay, so you can see how we're beginning to open up. The clearer our mind is and the more open the energy flow is, the more we can access by awareness first the perfection that we are all in design of. The old Piscean model will not allow perfection. It says it's an unattainable thing. It's the carrot before the donkey or before the horse. You keep reaching it, trying to reach it, and the whole time we're being sabotaged because the notion of perfection and what it looks like keeps changing. What a mind F. Okay, what a way to have to live. And these are the beautiful times where we don't have to do that anymore. We can live in two frequencies these days. We can do and function what we need to do in order to move through our days, but we can also really pay attention to being the frequency of who we are. We got to do it. We got to do it. You wouldn't be on these calls if you weren't willing to begin to cross over these old limitations, these old barbed wire fences, these places where we bought into that they were. I was just watching a movie the other night. It was some Tom Cruise thing about the planet Earth, and they'd been duped into believing that there was a radiation zone so they could never cross this particular line and whatever. And then, inevitably, when they crossed over it, they found that nothing happened, of course. It's the Wizard of Oz again, the man behind the curtain. The illusions of what we have held as prisoner to our own magnificence continue to just be little things that we bought into up till now. But here we go. So we're going to choose to transmute the illusion that interferes with my ability to see my divine perfection. Speak that true name one time. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. I choose to transmute the illusion that interferes with my ability to see my divine perfection. I command that all records and memories created to manipulate, distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine creation be erased from universal consciousness. I command that the illusion be replaced with universal knowledge that will allow me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of the divinity within, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And as we loose the yoke of the Piscean patterning that we've had, not to say that everything was crap and all of that, it was a beautiful thing, but you know what I'm talking about. We're just claiming our space. We're really just claiming a powerful space for ourselves. So go to the top proclamation, and let's go ahead and reclaim the power element of ourselves. Again, feel as you speak that the energy is moving very fluidly through the back into the solar plexus in the front to be expressed out as a vibration that manifests and makes action and takes action and uses a beautiful quality of discernment to bring order to our life, but also to bring adventure and a high vibration. So here we go. From the divine love within my being, I honor those who have placed their power over me. I return their power to them. I claim my birthright. I claim my power in peace, joy, and harmony with creation on all levels of consciousness. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Remember what I said in the beginning, that when that backside opens, we are not in a position where we can really ever be in conflict again, because the peace of that vibration is so consuming that we aren't even invested in it. Imagine that. Imagine no energy about payback. Imagine no energy about wanting to get even with someone or to express the anger. We just don't feel those things anymore because we are not attached to outcomes in the way that we were then, to try and manipulate things, because we're in that place of center. And then finally down to the affirmation at the bottom. Just to take this frequency of anger that so often clogs up the backside and the front side of that particular chakra, as well as those below, and let's just go ahead and affirm the clearing of that. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of anger, power, and control used by others on me, used by me upon others, or used by me upon myself. I now stand clearly and cleanly in my own power, confident, safe, and willing to make decisions and take action for the highest good of all involved. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is, Huzzah. 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 Whew. All right. Up to open up my mind. So you can see we cleared energy below. Now we're going to invite the mind to go back to a place of trust. I open up my mind to the new possibility. I open up my eyes to a new way of being. I open up my heart to the me I am. I open up my life to love. Now we've invited the mind to step outside of its own perception of its limitations, and this will bring results. That the willingness to let go of those old patterns is what the body has been yearning for. It's what the mind has been wanting to do. But the patterns in themselves, those old issues and the inability to discern the frequencies, have gotten in the way until now. You know, it's really coming down just right above it to this, most of the stuff that we get all caught up in doesn't matter. And that's a powerful place to be in. So let's go there. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. All these things that I worry about. So why not take this moment and fully live this moment? Stop trying to figure it out. Just let the good vibration come and sweep me away. Let it go, let it flow here and now. Again, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. All these things that I worry about. Why not take this moment and fully live this moment and stop trying to figure it out? And let the good vibration come and sweep me away. Let it go, let it flow here and now one more time. It doesn't matter, it really doesn't matter. All these things that I worry about. Why not
take this moment and fully live this moment. Just stop trying to figure it out and let the good vibration come and sweep me away. Let it go, let it flow, here and now, here and now, cha-cha-cha. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
All right, man, that ended right at 8 o'clock. Wow, that's the best I've ever done in terms of honoring the time thing.
But you do realize we suspended time and space in the middle of it, so we've really been going for several hours. Oops. All right, last thing we'll do is we say goodbye to this particular frequency. Well, we're not saying goodbye to the frequency. We're saying goodbye to the experience of it tonight. Know that everything we've done has been aligned to open up that conduit of energy that moves from the backside to the front side. It seems like such a short space, but energetically and in the big picture, a lot of gunk has been in there. We've loosened up and cleared up a bunch of that gunk, and I really invite you just to keep putting high-frequency energy in there. Just breathe into that space and fill it up with, if you want, just get a lot of yellow around you. Find some yellow. If you can get in the sun tomorrow, just allow that sun and just sort of bend down and let it hit the center of your back right behind the solar plexus and let that healing take place. We are in higher frequencies right now, so we'll go down to the Egyptian akkord-cutting mantra process, the Sahketapna. And what this does is clear any cordings that are still attached to those areas around the solar plexus in the front or the back. This transcends lifetimes. It's people within this lifetime. It's situations, energetic cords that we no longer need. So this might be a little tricky, but you're going to take your hand and you're going to cut the cords from me on the back side as well as the front side. So we're going to do it about 3 or 4 times, the Sahketapna. And as you do, use your hand and it's as a knife blade that cuts these cords. And then immediately when we're done, you're going to speak your true name and then fill it in whatever intention and energy you want to put in there. So speak your true name first, Mark Stanton Welch. So here we go. Cut the cords. Sahketapna. 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 2 more. Sahketapna. Sahketapna. And so it is. Speak your name, Mark Stanton Welch. And there we are. Feet on the earth. Get your feet down there. And right now, the conduit of energy is sweeping up through the left leg, clears and cleans all the chakras and all the energy within the body. Anything of lower vibration from the true essence of that which you have always been is cleared and cleansed and sent down the right leg through the right foot into the earth through the earth star chakra to be cleared and cleansed. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you so much for being a part of tonight. May the energy and the idea serve you well. By tomorrow, you'll get your recording and the link to to downloading that. We'll be back again to look at the backside of the heart chakra next month. I don't have the date in front of me, but it's probably the second Tuesday, perhaps third Tuesday. So I'll stay on the line if anybody has any comments or questions. Otherwise, we are done now. You are returned to your life. Return to your normal programming. No, never go back there. Sweet blessings to everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of tonight.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
This is Jerry. Thank you so much.
Jerry, you're welcome.
Awesome.
Yay.
Take care.
Thank you, Mark. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
That was awesome. This is Carol.
Carol, yay.
It was awesome.
Awesome.
You were great.
Awesome. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Sweet blessings to all of you.
Thank you, and you as well.
Questions? Anything like that? All good?
I feel all your energy. It was amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome. It was a collective experience. All right. And so it is.
So it is.